Blog Talk Radio.
This is Jason Tam on Stardish Radio. Tune in.
This is Forbes Amaris, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
This is Brandon Buddy on Stardish Radio. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody. This is Kristen Alderson, and I am on Stardish Radio, the coolest radio station ever.
Hi, this is David Fumero, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Melissa Fumero on Stardish Radio. Talk about getting your full of One Life to Live stars. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Stardish Radio. Today is November 10th, 2008. Your host, Joanne, calling number 347-945-5423. I have on the line, let's see who we got. We've got Brandon. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, Joanne. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
All right, and then we got Tony. What's up, Tony?
Hey, Joanne. Hey, Brandon. What's going on, guys?
Hey, Tony.
Oh, not
hey,
much.
Brandon.
Not much.
Good to see you, man. Okay.
Yes, so this is an exciting time. I mean, and you know what? I really hope some more people call in and start to share their opinions and questions because tonight is all about Super Soap Weekend and the fact that I'll be able to possibly get some questions out there to some people who we haven't had on the show, your favorites or whatever, on the little red carpet that they're going to provide. So tonight's that night, and I'm excited. I leave in 3 days, and I'm doing my happy dance.
I know. I can imagine it. I can imagine seeing you doing it.
Happy dance. Yes, yes. So, absolutely. Let me see who else we have on the phone. We have one more caller. Hi, who's this? Hello? Hello?
Hello, anyone there?
I guess not. Okay, so the list of attendees. Let's see, Tony, I'm going to start with you.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the cast of all my children and the list of attendees, who would you want to ask a question to, and what would it be?
Well, the first person, obviously, on my agenda question would be to Melissa Claire Egan, who plays Annie Lavery.
Mm-hmm.
And the question would be, what does she like better? Does she like playing good Annie or the beautiful, mad, manipulative Annie?
Mm-hmm. Good question. I have a feeling she's going to say the bad. Because, you know, everybody always says the bad, right?
That's right. Always.
Mm-hmm. And what about anybody else on All My Children besides Melissa?
Let's see. Probably the other question is to Ricky Paul Golden.
Ricky Paul Golden.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the question would be, the question is, what is his time? Since he's been at All My Children, that's not, I can't do that one. What is the situation between Jake and Taylor, if they're going to get together or not?
Yeah, well, I think that's pretty evident after today's episode, right? Or yesterday's episode, Friday's episode. What's today, Monday? Yeah, Friday.
Yeah, Fridays.
I watched Fridays this morning.
Yeah, I guess that's right. So, yeah, it's really simple, really, really
personal. What about the return of her dead fiancé?
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one you can ask him.
How is that going to impact the story?
How is that going to impact... Yeah, the story, right. Impact the story between him and Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't it interesting that he's a real veteran? I mean, I think that's fascinating.
It is. Now, what I don't know is it makeup that's on him?
No,
or is he actually disfigured?
No, I think he actually is disfigured because
okay.
he's a real life war veteran.
Right,
and
but I saw
refer,
a picture
referring
of him.
Referring to J.R. Martinez as the guy who plays Brock. Yeah, he's
right.
A real-life Iraqi war veteran.
Right. No, I saw a picture posted on Super Poster's website of him where it didn't look like it to me, anyhow, that he was.
Hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. I don't know unless it was a past picture or whatever the case is, but so that's what I wanted to know is if he was actually disfigured.
Well, he probably isn't. If the picture that did him on my face or where we saw it on, it's like,
mm-hmm.
you know, he has a full face, then I guess it is makeup. So you couldn't tell, but you can really can tell when he's on the air. You know, he look all disfigured and with all the sides like that. I think you could tell that might some of it might be, you know, makeup like a special kind of makeup where you have put your ear cup over the ear cup and all that jazz. So
right,
I think that
right,
probably
right.
is it. So I think that's probably
yeah,
it.
Could be. It could be. Or Super Poster could have actually just had an old picture. So what about
Absolutely.
You, Brandon? Who are you dying to get at over at War My Children?
I don't know. How about Eden Regal? She's now had television relationships with Liz Hendrickson and now Tamra Braun, two of the sexiest women on television.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to get her thoughts on that. I think it's pretty groundbreaking stuff what they're trying with this Bianca Reese storyline. And hopefully it'll get to play out as it deserves to.
Right. Excuse me, guys. I agree with you there. And she does manage to snag the sexy ladies, doesn't she?
it's really something. And they're being kind of shockingly
open.
Progressive with the whole thing.
That was a pretty hot. That was a pretty hot kissing scene they had the other day.
Mm-hmm. It sure did.
You know, and I've never. I don't remember her ever. Kissing someone like that she was with prior.
Yeah,
whether
I think,
it was Lena.
I think she and Lena kissed a couple of times.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think it was like that.
Yeah, but not like what you saw with Reese would be up. Not so with the on screen with Tamra. I mean, like, God.
Yeah, it looked a little bit more passionate, which is cool, which is fine, and I think that. The more realistic it looks, of course, the better it is. You don't want it to look like it's forced.
Nope,
exactly.
No.
You know, so I thought it was. I thought that was really good. Let's see. Anyone else? What about Vincent Irizarry? What would you ask him?
I don't know how it feels to be back. Does he wish Katie was back too?
Wouldn't that be nice? And you know what? Watching him over these last couple of days, these last episodes that I've missed,
mm-hmm.
I am just loving the fact that he's back, and I love the fact that he can just sit there and smile in your face and just, oh, JR. Oh, my goodness, man.
And stick a knife in your back, too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, at the same time, and you don't even feel it sliding.
And he's using Amanda.
He's using Amanda, but I have a feeling that I was reading something. I can't say from where because I really don't remember where, but I was reading it over the weekend and probably while I was grocery shopping or something, and it said that Amanda is actually going to have a bit of a juicy piece coming up with David, and when she's done, she's going to be a completely different Amanda.
Whoa.
Okay.
So hopefully, I think it's a good thing because you know what? It's not for nothing. If I ever stomping on this girl, she comes on as kind of like a, in the beginning she came on kind of like a con artist and she was, you know, taking everybody for their money. She was sleeping around. She was doing this. She was doing that. But when it came time to redeem herself with men, whether it was with Jamie or whoever, each time she keeps getting stomped on. And I think she's just had enough. She's finally meeting up with somebody who she just lost her $5 million. So right. I think, you know, Jake just dumped her for a paralyzed right. woman who is not clearly as hot as she is and likes to dress in army fatigues instead of lingerie. So she's she's pissed and she wants revenge. And I think she's going to come out of it, maybe something like her mother.
Oh, crazy did it with another planet.
You know, maybe. It could be like her mom. Who knows? But I think it's a good thing. I'm glad they're finally giving her something good.
Yeah, and again, the crazy. Give the crazy being the crazy. Give the crazy. Now they say she really is her daughter. And if that is the case, then we're going to really see her like her mother. Oh, that'll be really cool.
Right. Cool. It would be. I would love it. Who else would I like to talk to from? What about Darnell Williams?
Let's see. God. Okay, now they found out that, Rebecca is back in town. He's got so many lives to juggle. He's juggling two different families, you know, the one that he started, you know, with one Angie and Frankie, of course, and the one mm-hmm. that he had 20 years ago with Rebecca and Talia. But my question is, how does Jesse juggle between these two women, with these two wives he had, and the children? How does he deal with that?
Well, you know what? I have a feeling that honestly, Darnell Williams is probably not happy with the storyline that he has. That's just my opinion, because to me, Jesse would never have had another family and come through all that secrecy when Frankie was sick and come back, get caught, and then just stay and ask another family, or even if he didn't ask them and they offered, he would never allow a child of his to be put on a back burner. Because if anybody remembers when Angie, this is going back a ways now, and I remember this very clearly, when Angie was pregnant and about to have her baby with Jesse, she was going to put that baby up for adoption. And Jesse did everything in his power other than, you know, beat her father down and everybody else down to get Frankie. So I highly doubt that I highly doubt that he's satisfied with it, because it's like, I just can't see the character of Jesse doing that.
Also, the timeline doesn't make a lot of sense, because if you follow the timeline of the show, this would have had to happen right after he left Angie.
Exactly.
And faked his death, and it doesn't ring true to the character.
Not at all. And now it's like, oh, now Rebecca has a brain tumor, and oh, don't worry, baby, I'll be there for you now. Now that the woman's got a tumor in her head, you're going to take care of your daughter?
No.
You know, and you know what? I like the way that they're playing Frankie, because, yeah, that's how I would be if it was my dad. You know,
I'll be resentful.
You left us 20 years ago because it wasn't safe, but in the meantime, you went and started a new family with somebody else, and you want me to talk to you now? Wrong. It ain't happening.
I'm good with
the way Frankie is.
Right, exactly. And I think his exact words are, and you think you went off and had this whole family for 20 years, and then you come and you expect me to accept this?
yeah, but you know what?
And then go be with your family and leave ours alone. That's
yeah, but you know what I think is really funny is how they expect the viewers to think that it's acceptable for Jesse to do that. You know what I mean? I mean, Natalia comes back, I know, Dad, I know I'm not supposed to be here. So you're going to tell me you raise a girl for 20 years and then just say, okay, baby, I got to go because my real wife and my real son are waiting for me.
No.
And you're going to kick your daughter to the curb?
No, that's what Natalia's pissed off about. About that. By the way, you left us. She said, I left us. But Rebecca told him to go back to his
home. But even still, you know what I'm saying? For them to think that that we would believe that Jesse would actually do that is silly. So, I mean, I don't think he's happy with that storyline. And that's just my opinion. It didn't come from him. That's just my thoughts. Let me see here. Let me pick up a caller. Area code 575. Who do I have on the phone?
Hey, it's Tanya.
Hi, Tanya. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I wish I could go to Super Soap with y'all this weekend.
Oh, wouldn't it be fantastic? I was really hoping a lot more people would have came into the chat because I'm dying to see who's going. I would love to meet up with as many people as I can. So who would your question be for?
My question is for Jason Tam on One Life to Live.
Uh-huh.
And just my question is just, you know, out of all the places he's traveled, where's the favorite? What is his favorite place he's been to?
Oh, okay.
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the only question I had.
Okay, that's fine. You know what? A question's a question, and those are the kind of questions that get answered on Stardust. You don't hear other people talking about stuff like that.
Yeah.
You don't hear other people talking, but I will definitely try and get that answered for you. And stay tuned to the blogs and to the MySpace bulletins. And if you didn't sign up for the email news alerts from Stardust Radio yet, go ahead and go do that, because while I'm down there, I'll be making a decision on what day I'm going to do a live broadcast. I'm not sure if it's Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. So you may just hear your question on the air.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Have a good night.
All right. You too, Tanya. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
See, that's what I love about this show and the questions that we ask people when we do have them on. It doesn't always get based around soaps, you know, because you just kind of want to know what they're like be off the show, you know, off the scenes and just as a person.
Yeah,
it's nice to know I'm not the only one.
Incidentally, I was going with y'all also, so.
so was I.
Oh, I know. So now I thought that you were going, Tony.
Well, yeah, they say, well, plans change at the last minute, you know.
Okay.
Okay. It's a little family situation with my family, so, you know. My sister, I don't want to explain it, but it's just something.
No, you don't have to. Real quick, before, let me just go off topic for a second. If anybody didn't listen last night, Katherine Hicklin had her first show.
I did.
Yes, I know. I heard you. Katherine Hicklin has a show on Blog Talk Radio, so look it up. She does it every Sunday night, and Conscious Living Radio, I believe it's called.
Yes,
so,
it is.
Make sure you guys look up Kat Hickland on Sunday nights at 8:00. She it's a pretty decent show.
Is it a call-in show?
It's a call-in show.
Sure.
It's somewhere where you can unload your emotional baggage, and she tries to help you.
Wow.
It's kind of like a lead into her book. The
30-day
heartbreak
cure. Yes.
So, you know, she counseled some people that called in with some problems and stuff.
You must have inspired her, Joanne.
You know what? She did give kudos to Stardust Radio.
Excellent.
She did give me kudos, and she also gave kudos to Buzzworthy and the Landview Lowdown. So I believe Mel from the Landview Lowdown is kind of helping her. You know, I think she's kind of like her producer. So
I talked to her last night.
Mm-hmm.
When I was on hold. Yeah, I was on hold. And the host Kat and Nabelle and Kat also called in last night too. They called right after I called.
I had to hang up and do some stuff. So, yeah. But, yeah, so it's a good show. I mean, you got some stuff you want to talk about? Call Kat Sunday nights. Look it up under Conscious Living Radio or under Katherine Hicklin on her MySpace and stuff. So, got to give her kudos right back. All
right. It's at 8 p.m. By the way, it's at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 Central,
right.
5 on the West Coast. Sunday
right.
Night.
Okay, let's see who else we got on the phone. 989. Who do I have?
Hey, it's Megan.
Hi, Megan.
Hi, Megan.
Hey.
What's your question, dear?
It's for Brandon, of course.
Of course it is.
I was actually wondering, like, what's on his Christmas wish list? Because me and my friend Jillian have been getting him all sorts of gifts, like his anniversary and his birthday, and I would really love to know what he wants for Christmas.
Okay. I will definitely ask him. And can I tell you, too, hopefully when I come back, you Fab Four Forever lovers might have a little
right.
contest with Stardish Radio. I'm working on something right now for you guys. I'm hoping that at Super Soap I'll get it finalized and sealed and done, and when I come back I'll be able to, you know, say what it is and what the prize is and all that. So,
awesome.
That being said.
Oh, thank you so much. That is, like, amazing.
You're welcome, dear. Anybody else from One Life to Live or just Brandon?
No, I think just Brandon. I kind of want to know, like, what the rest of the Fab Four thought about the whole baby storyline. I know Kristen, like, keeps the blog, but we haven't really got to hear, like, Jason's side or what Brittany thought, or we've heard some of what Brandon thought and stuff. That's
right. All right, well, those are a little long for a red carpet, but I'll do my best.
Okay, and can you keep me on the, like, on the phone? Because my internet goes down and up and down.
Absolutely.
And I can hear it.
Hey, Megan.
Yep.
Absolutely, Megan.
Okay, thank you.
You're
okay,
welcome.
Okay, bye.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Brandon, Buddy, Jason Tam, and Brittany Underwood and Kristen Alderson are going to be so popular this year, especially since it's the last year. I guarantee you the numbers are going to double just because of these four kids that are going to be at this show.
Yeah.
Now, so. I heard, and this is just a, it could be true, it could not be true, and I'm not saying which it is, so we'll just leave it up in the air, but I heard that Brittany Underwood and Jason Tam are going to be singing that song by Neo and Rihanna, I Hate That I Love You, which is an awesome song. So, yeah.
That's cool. That's
So, that's a great song, and I think they'll be perfect just the way that it is. Let's move on to General Hospital. Come on now. I'm going to start with Brandon on this one. I know I'm gonna get an email before Wednesday.
You're either gone by then.
Brandon, I know I'm getting a book before Wednesday, right?
Yes, you are, I promise.
Okay, all right, go ahead. So let's
fill
some of it.
I'd like to know a million things from Laura, right? But,
all right.
But one of the easiest questions to get answered, I think, is you know, she kind of, when she was on Guiding Light, she lived in Pennsylvania in the woods. She had a gorgeous house in the woods. And now she lives in sunny L.A. year-round doing General Hospital. And I'm wondering what she thinks about the differences between, you know, the California lifestyle and the quiet Pennsylvania lifestyle.
Okay.
I'm sure it's two totally different worlds, I'm sure. And I'm sure there are pros and cons to each. But I'm just wondering how she feels. Does she miss Pennsylvania? Does she miss her house in the woods?
I think, you know what, that's a good question. And I know that all the questions you have for her, we'll need like 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. And you know what, I'm going to do my damnedest to improve her thoughts of coming on to a talk show.
Holy moly.
Okay, wait a minute. Can I stop right here? You know what, Megan? I got to call you out on this because she's in the chat room. Brandon, I'm sure you can see this. Megan thinks tomorrow's Labor Day. When they corrected her and said Veterans Day, she said, isn't it the same thing?
Megan,
come on. And to say I'm a blonde, I'm going to kick your tail. I'm a blonde. And I know they're not the same thing. All right, Megan. Go have a cup of coffee or something.
Oh,
all right. See, man, I took off my gong sound effect. Now I can't even hit her with the gong. I did have one on here. I took it off. Oh, gosh. Okay, so getting out of Laura Wright's here. Who else?
I wonder how Kelly Monaco feels about being the only soap star to win Dancing with the Stars. There have been several since her, and she's the only one that's gone all the way.
That's right. That's another good one. And you know what, though? They're still, now, did she really win?
That's the
debate. She won the first time. She didn't win the rematch, but she won fair and square the first time.
Okay, that's what I said. Okay. Yeah. Susan Lucci got booted, and she was on Ellen. And actually, I'm convinced that they will be performing at Super Soap Street Jam because I just saw the schedule for the autograph sessions, and her special guest is Tony Dovolani. So I have a feeling that Susan will be doing a performance.
Okay.
And she was on the Ellen show today, and she performed, and So I think her and Tony Dovolani are going to be performing.
She has the most amazing body I've ever seen on a 60-year-old. It's unbelievable.
No doubt.
She does. Doesn't
I mean,
she?
She's from another planet.
Yeah, she is awesome, awesome
oh, yeah.
woman.
The planet of
yeah.
amazing women.
I tell you what. Whatever she's doing, she got to bottle it and sell it.
And she, well, you want to know something? She does.
She's doing this.
She does. She has two infomercials out right now. She has out her Youthful Essence, and she has out a Pilates machine.
Yeah, Malibu Pilates is what it's called.
And it's been out for quite some time, but she does Pilates every single day.
Wow.
And, you know, Pilates is not
huge.
That easy to do, and especially if you're a longer or even heavier person, because there's so much like bending, and you really have to be flexible to do it.
Yeah, that's why she's tiny enough.
Well, that's why they got this machine. They're selling this infomercial on it. They said to alleviate all that floor one.
Right, it's not like it's not the machine that you lie down on with all the straps, and this is just as simple as it can be. And she is marketing it, yeah. So it's pretty cool. But Susan Lucci is definitely, and you know what? When you see her in person, and you're sitting up close and next to her, you can honestly, I mean, you can tell when people have had plastic surgery, and when you sit as close to her as I've been, I mean, face to face, nose to nose. That woman did not have an ounce of work. I'm sorry. If she had Botox shots, maybe, but I don't know anybody down there that hasn't. But she's just completely natural.
No question.
Well, she's utterly gorgeous. So,
Yeah, she is. Definitely. let's see. What about you, Brandon, with Ricky Paul Golden?
Oh, I don't know. You could ask him, I don't know, the differences between Guiding Light and All My Children, what he thinks about the new Guiding Light format now that it's been going for a few months.
Is he somebody that you could kind of take or leave it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about Susan
Hassel? I enjoyed him on Another World back in the day, but I don't know. I never really warmed to his Guiding Light character. I don't know. So far, he hasn't really had much to do as Jake, so I haven't really had a chance to gauge him as Jake.
Right. What about Susan Haskell?
Oh, my God, I love Susan Haskell.
Oh, who doesn't?
I think she's phenomenal. She is phenomenal.
Right.
And you call it, if you saw her today, that when John busted that window and she pulled that gun on him. And,
I didn't see it today.
Oh, sorry. Oh, my bad. Oh, shut up.
No, that's okay. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, today's episode was terrific, and tomorrow's is going to be terrific.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, of course, this whole week's going to be terrific.
If you had her on the red carpet, what would you ask her?
Oh, my God. how can you not ask her how she feels about this whole Todd Marty thing? I mean, it's a long, complex question, and I'm sure that there's no easy answer to it, but how could you not? I mean, that's the question on everybody's lips right now, is what does she think about it? What were they thinking, you know, revisiting the story?
Right.
It's too juicy not to ask.
Yeah. It's true. I mean, and we've already discussed that plenty of times, whether it's on the ick factor or it's actually going to be a good thing, and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling, and rumor still has it, that Trevor St. Don was not invited to Super Soap Weekend because of he's not re-signing his contract, and that Taya Delgado is coming on the show to actually take him off the canvas. I don't know if that's true or not, but.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, Susan Haskell and Michael Easton looked awfully good together today.
Oh, yeah?
Well,
but what about poor Blair?
Well, Blair right now, she's worried about Star right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm talking about in the long run, the fact that she's been sleeping with John for months now, and they started developing something, and it's kind of like, well, you know what, now my girl's back. See you later.
I hope it doesn't devolve into Blair and Marty fighting over a man again, because they've done
that.
That's what I mean.
We don't need that. We don't need the problems. We need that. No, we don't need Marty. We don't need you two fighting over John. Oh, my God.
They've already done that with Todd and with Patrick, and they've done that to death already.
Yeah.
Even though Susan Haskell and Cassidy Pye have excellent chemistry together also, especially when they're kind of scene antagonists. But,
oh, no question.
You know, they've you'd like to think that they've matured beyond that by now.
Right. Well, you know, the two people that I'm really getting tired of, and as much as you adore Laura Wright, I'm really getting tired of seeing Carly with Sonny.
Carly with Sonny, who cares? Carly with Sonny, oh, nude, boring. Oh, nude, boring, click the channel.
No, it's kind of like fast forwarding.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
hit the mute button. Yeah, Carly saving Sonny's ass again, and then Sonny being ungrateful, and he went up and killed Carl Pop, and Sonny asking Carly to cover for him. I mean, give me a break. Ooh, it's like the old Son of Death. It's like being an old paint wall, like being old paint on a wall. Who needs it? Please.
Mm-hmm. So, Tony, if you had Laura Wright, what would you ask her about that story?
Oof. Man. Well, I would ask her, why does Carly keep getting into Sonny's messes all the time? Every time he asks her to do something, why does he always agree to that?
Mm-hmm. Do you think that she would have any say in what Bob Guza does with that storyline?
That's probably not. I think probably not.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But I know I'm sick of them. sick of them. Now, let me see who else is on this list. Oh, the whole thing didn't print out. All right, whatever. What about Kirsten Storms and Jason Cook.
Jason Cook. Okay, that would be Matt, right?
That'd
be Matt on the show. I want to know how he feels to be working with his former castmate, Kirsten Storms, on GH.
Mm-hmm.
Or former Days castmate. Because they used to work on Days of Our Lives as Belle and Sean.
Right.
Back in the day. So what was what is like working with her again now over on General Hospital?
Well, they haven't worked together that much. That's the whole thing. They haven't, I mean, he hasn't really had anything to do at all.
No,
yeah, they've been
in
a few scenes together, but
nothing
nothing significant.
No, and you know what? I was reading in one of the magazines that they're really not going to push the two of them together right off the bat. I think they're trying to see how far it can go with Spinelli and it being believable.
Well, Nick, well, another question I might ask, maybe I can't even ask it, it's a question I would ask. Now that Matt knows that Patrick is his brother, how did he learn? How does he deal with the fact that he has a brother?
Right.
And they haven't had any scenes together since the big reveal, quote unquote. I mean, it's just
other
been
than
kind of a waste of time so far.
Yeah, right. And then of course they were fighting. And you remember the day of the wedding? They were up there fighting and trying to say that the car is light. You say, hey, I mean, you know, they obviously they still not used to each other. So what new?
Yeah, and I think you know what I think too is the way that they're putting. I think they put that storyline out there without really knowing what they wanted to do with it. Because you really didn't see anything, and then all of a sudden you see Matt come back with no beard, and all of a sudden we're brothers, and I'm getting married, and you need to be there. And all of a sudden he's leaning on him like he's known him his entire life because Robin's, you know, life is up in the air, and he's talking to him like as if they've known each other forever in a day. How did they form a bond of brotherhood in – less than how many episodes, if they've ever had a full episode together?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it's really hard to tell a story like that without having Rick Springfield involved because, I mean, he's the glue between them. So it's the way he kind of comes in and out, it's really hard to get any kind of story told that way.
Well, it's kind of like what they did was with Matt in the hospital. They brought Noah back, and he's kind of like the crazy glue, right? Just picture, like, you got something broken, and you squeeze a little dot, the glue comes out, you seal it, and he walks away. Figure it out on your own. That's what they did.
I believe it.
That's what they did. You know?
Holy cow.
I don't know, but I don't know. I don't see any chemistry or brotherly something there, you know. So, I don't know. Let's see. Who else is on here that would be breaking for you, Tony, from General Hospital?
I would probably ask Rebecca Hurst.
Okay.
Yeah. Probably ask Rebecca Hurst, because I know you want to probably ask a question, too, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to see her.
Yeah, now, she's going to, I think she's going to, she had a conversation with Maxie and with Olivia this week. Is she going to start thinking about reassessing her relationship with Jason?
Yeah, I actually read something about that today, that, somewhere along the line, CM and Elizabeth actually end up leaving together with the boys because some kind of danger hits. What the hell else is new? Danger hits there every day. But they kind of like reunite. What the hell is the word I'm trying to say? Bring forces together to kind of like keep the boys safe or something like that.
There was a preview today during One Life to Live. I don't know if y'all saw it, but the ABC soaps were previewing their November stories, and the General Hospital promo included a little snippet about evidently Karpov's Russian gang are going to kidnap Jake, kind of forcing Jason into a little bit of a standoff.
Oh, okay, okay.
I don't know if they're just teasing us with that or if that's actually going to happen. But
I think they might be either teasing us or it might happen. Either way, because there's going to be a war popping up and Mind Bias is supposed to start breaking out. And I hear there's a rumor that maybe Mike might be one of the casualties. Could be Sonny's father, Mike.
Well, Mike is going to get beaten. There's no doubt about that. I did see that. Mike is going to get a beating, and Kelly's is going to get trashed.
Jason's office gets set on fire. I know that they're going to push him to a limit where, you know, to the point that's where all this leads up to, with Sam and Elizabeth taking the kids and leaving town or something, and her all of a sudden having an epiphany, realizing that Jason's life is too dangerous. And honestly, you know, I'm just kind of catching up through what I read on the internet, because I've been fast-forwarding through General Hospital almost every other day.
Frankly, well, a lot of mob action, it gets weary most of the time, you know, so, you know, you just want to fast forward and go like something like Spinelli and Maxie. I'd rather listen to Spinelli's, you know, Spinelli's mannerisms than have to watch somebody getting killed.
Right.
Well, the thing is with General Hospital right now is, you know, you come off of a show like One Life to Live, which, you know, I mean, we all have issues with the Todd and Marty storyline, but just looking at the show itself, the show, from a writing standpoint, is marvelously constructed right now. All the plots are interconnected, and everything kind of, every story feeds off the other, and every story
right.
informs the other. And then you switch over to General Hospital, and it's the same old thing that it's been for 10 years now. It's tough, echoing Joanne's point, it's tough to watch. After watching
mm-hmm.
something like One Life to Live, which, you know, I mean, yes, the story is a little questionable, but it's marvelously constructed. And, you know,
yeah.
General Hospital is just the same old, same old.
It is. You know, it's like, coming up, Bob Boozer said, November Sweeps is going to be explosive. No shit, Sherlock. It is every November. Somebody gets blown up. Somebody dies. Somebody dies every other week. Okay, you are so predictable in what you write. It's insane. I mean, it's completely insane. I mean, it's like he watches The Sopranos and takes the dialogue, switches it around, and there you go. You got General Hospital. And The Sopranos is so much better. But, oh, my God, I'm getting on a rant now. yeah, it said that November Sweeps is supposed to be explosive, and it's supposed to touch a lot of lives, and blah, 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 blah. Well, you know what? That's the way it is every November, and I'm really not, you know, itching to watch it. There's not, Sam gets raped.
Yeah.
Okay, and if I'm not mistaken, it's by Jerry Jacks, because tomorrow is Jerry Jacks' last day on General Hospital.
Thank God. Nothing against Sebastian Rose. I think he's a wonderful actor, but it's time for Jerry Jacks to go.
I think Jerry Jacks had a lot of potential, and I think they ruined him. They never even showed him with Bobby. Ever.
No.
But whatever. No. So I mean, she gets raped, and supposedly that's how and her Elizabeth bond, and then Jason comes back in, and is it a possible reunion for Jason and Sam and Greg and Lucky and Elizabeth? Oh, get the hell out of here already with this. Ring around the rosy, spin the bottle, and whatever the hell else you want to play. I'm getting so tired of it. The only thing I like about General Hospital is the comedic scenes between Carolyn Hennessy and Dirk Cheatwood and Kirsten Storms and Bradford Anderson. That's the only thing I like about General Hospital right now.
Yeah, it would be Maxine Spinelli and the ones between Alexis and Diane. Laverne and Shirley of GH.
Yeah, that's the only thing I like about GH right now.
Hmm. Okay, let's move on.
All right, I'm done ranting, so go ahead, Brandon. What?
I have nothing else to say. I'm just, you know, I totally agree with your point that General Hospital is so hard to watch. And, you know, One Life, you know, we get frustrated,
fabulous.
We get angry with One Life, but it's so compulsively watchable that you can't help but tune in the next day to see what's going to happen. And something
right.
big happens every day. It's amazing. It's in terms of just the construction of it, it's soap opera at its finest.
It is. And even All My Children, I have to say, is starting to get better. I'm not really having that big of a problem. I like the fact that they made Annie the psycho. I thought it was pretty cool on Friday.
Hence my question earlier.
Right. Well, I think it's pretty cool that they made her a psycho, and I loved how, you know, she sat there and called Ryan, and all of a sudden they cut to her in a bubble bath.
Yeah, you see, that's the weirdest part. You see Ryan out here, Ryan Greenley and Aiden trying to chase after where Emma is, and here's Aang kicking back, chilling Max in the life, and chilling, drinking champagne, a bubble bath, stepping champagne. Like said, oh, mm-hmm. This is so good. Like, I love playing these games.
Yeah, she's Ricky reincarnated.
Sickening. But good. But good. Sickening, but good.
Yeah, no, I'm liking it. And I like the recent, I like the Bianca story. And I like that. I love the fact that Erica Kane is back. I love the fact that she took over Fusion and she is getting back into the basics of where, you know, she started with the cosmetics company, and, you know, and I like her interplay with Adam Chandler instead of Jack. I mean, her being with Jack was like watching paint dry on a wall. So I like the fact that they're putting her with somebody devious again.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't understand why she wasn't involved with Fusion from the beginning, because, as you say, that's how she got her start. That's how she made her fame and made her fortune. So it's just desserts that she's back in control.
Yeah, but back in the day when Fusion was starting, I think she was mainly focusing on other things beforehand, and then she couldn't do it. But and then she got involved with her TV show New Beginnings. And that pretty much took her time. But now, since that show has gone off the air, and now Kendall is fighting for her life right now, somebody's got to take over Fusion.
Mm-hmm. I just think it's an inspired writing choice that it's her, considering how she got her start.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, so I'm loving the fact that she's back to being her.
Erica Kane herself.
Yeah.
Businesswoman self.
Can I say that I love this kid who plays Frankie? I think he's a terrific actor. I have no idea what his name is, and I feel awful about that.
Cornelius Smith Jr.
Okay, he is terrific. He needs major stories.
I totally agree.
Who's that?
He's talking about Frankie.
His son?
Okay.
Cornelius Smith Jr.
Mm-hmm. Let me just jump in real quick. Crystal, you're in the chat room and you want to talk about Super Soap Weekend, then call on the damn phone. I want you to call me and tell me where you're going to be and what you're doing and what's your question. What's going on with you?
Hey, Wanda, if everybody else is at the chat room, get on the line. You got about 10 minutes left in the show. Come on. We want to hear from you.
So what about you, Joanne? What are your burning questions? You're the professional here. What do you want to ask me?
My burning questions. You know what? Honest to God, I have not sat down and even really took in the list, because this is the thing. I have to kind of strategically figure out who's going to be there, because they're only giving you enough 2 to 3 minutes FaceTime with whoever shows up. They're not guaranteeing nobody, and I wanted to see when the autograph schedule came out, because then you know who has to leave, because they're only giving it to you from 8 to 9 a.m. And then normally the first autograph session starts at 9 o'clock, or they start a game show at 9 o'clock. And they just put up the autograph list today, and I was just looking at it before the show started because I was out. Yes, my son did get an award today for football, so I was at an award ceremony. So I kind of played hooky a little bit and fell off the truck for a few minutes. It looks like I get a lot of FaceTime with some people, maybe not like Farrah Fath, maybe not J.P. Lavoisier, because they have stuff scheduled at 9 o'clock. So, you know, for me, Brandon, my thing is to actually sit down and just go through their history before I ask them a question.
Okay.
So I can't even give you one yet. I want everybody else's. I want to hear what the listeners want,
and because that's what I want to do. You know, I want to try and bring them the experience.
Right, exactly.
Crystal in the chat room, my dear friend from California, look for the blonde. You're very funny. So you just got back from Hawaii, so I'll look for the tan blonde girl. Yeah.
Tan
so,
blonde dude, separate dude.
You know? So, Crystal, I'm going to email you my information, and then you call me when you get there so we can hook up. I'll be over at the Yacht Club. I know that's where you're staying. Don't kick my ass, Joanne. Very funny, very funny. The peeling blonde girl. Okay. Sunscreen. What's the concept?
What up, bump?
All right, let me see who this is on the phone. 520. Who do I got on the phone?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, this is Jillian.
Hi, Jillian.
Hi. Okay, this is my first time calling, so I was a little confused.
Oh, don't be confused. Welcome, welcome. What is your question, and who is it for?
Well, my question is for Brandon Buddy on One Life to Live.
Uh-huh.
I'm, like, one of Megan's really good friends. We're, like, Brandon's biggest fans.
Oh, yes, I know. I know. I met Megan.
Yeah. My question is, what is his, like, what's the greatest gift he's ever received from a fan since he's been on One Life to Live?
Okay. Definitely, see if I can get that one in there for you.
I think if I'm not mistaken, it's on Stardust. I think it's on the wish list on StardustRadio.com.
Yeah, I posted it there.
Yeah. That's okay. Listen to me. Everybody that's in the chat room, whoever's on the phone, whatever the case is, we're talking about the questions and we're just getting them out there, but still go to StardustRadio.com and post them because what I want everybody to understand is that the management teams look at these things, and the more popular they see their actors and actresses are on a site, that generates more traffic for Stardust Radio, which in turn will give us more guests. So
go.
Absolutely go put on the wish list. Go leave comments on the blog. Go do all that stuff because it all counts in the long run. You know, so absolutely. Oh, Megan's going to flood the wish list with Brandon love. I know you will, Megan. I know. And I'll tell him that too. These girls are crazy. But I'll definitely get that in there for you.
Oh,
and look
thank
for
you
my...
so much.
You're welcome, Jillian.
Bye, Jillian.
Okay, bye. Have a good night.
All right, you
bye.
Too.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, Brandon Buddy. Go ahead, Tony. What is it?
Incidentally, I had a question on. I just posted it on the site, and it was for Bree Williamson. And my question is, what is it like to be playing another alter on the show besides Tess?
Mm-hmm.
The being referring to Bess.
Okay. Now, you see, you just gave it away because I didn't even know about that one yet.
Oh, no.
All right, Tony.
I need to shut my mouth before I speak. I gotta learn how to think before I even speak.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
good.
You do.
Good God.
Sometimes, Tony, I got to get out that Pepto-Bismol for you. You got that diarrhea of the mouth, and you just keep going. You spill it all, and I don't know. I don't even got to watch the show now. That's what I
yes,
tell
do,
my
Joanne.
Kids. They got diarrhea of the mouth. That's what I tell them.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. But that's cool, though. I'm glad they put her with another alter. So it's kind of like, you know, they're kind of like emulating Vicky. So I like that. So it makes it actually look hereditary. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind that. I like that idea.
And, I definitely do, too. Because I think, actually, to me, Bess is more, you know, she's a little more, you know, she's like a younger version of Jean, what Vicky's Jean was, but a little more cold, a little more chilling. You know what I mean?
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she's a little more chilling.
Oh, okay.
because she's got that no expression on her face. I know Jean had that same no expression on her face, but her version of, you know, her version of Jean Randolph, you know, Beth, as if, it's more chilling. I mean, it's chilling. You take a look at her eyes and her face. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. That gave me ice. Gave me goosebumps. Ooh.
Now, is that the one that I saw of the preview where she's wearing the black rimmed glasses?
Yes, that's the one. That's the one.
Okay. I was wondering what that one was.
Yeah, and she's
I was wondering
silly,
why.
And she's got that no expression, cold, monotone look on her face.
Right. I was wondering
that.
What that was.
Yeah, that's what it is, and that's what it was. And she was heading to the hospital and doing what she's supposed to do to fix whatever problem was. But you know, Tess baby had died last week. Okay.
Yeah, that I know. Yeah, I mean, I didn't watch it, but I do know that.
Yeah,
I didn't watch it yet. I think I'm behind like Thursday and Friday and today. I thought it was just today, but it's not. I knew that was going to happen. Well, we knew that was going to happen, right, Brandon?
Yeah. We had a good idea anyway.
That was kind of predictable. Yeah. I think that one was kind of predictable when the two of them popped in there together. So,
yep.
But did they get Natalie and Jared out yet?
Yes,
they did.
Might as well just tell me now, Tony.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did get them out. Yes, they did get them out, but eventually. But first, Charlie had to get rid of the bomb, first of all. So they got
the bomb.
Yeah, they got rid of the bomb. So Charlie had to race out the landfill with the bomb and that, and he threw it. And he threw it and hit the dirt. Vicky thought he had blown up, okay? But Charlie did not blow up. He just threw the bomb. He said, "You never thought I was a quarterback. I was a quarterback in high school." So he got rid of the bomb and he hit the dirt. So he came back. So he came back all right, and Vicky came back. But Vicky, though, now only Jared got out. Because Vicky remembered the combination because it's the same room that Jean put Dorney in it. So that's why she remembered the combination. And now Natalie and Jarrett was free.
Hmm. Right. Well, listen up. This has been very enlightening. Keep the questions and comments coming on StardishRadio.com. Post them on the wish list. Tony, Brandon, you both have MySpaces, and you definitely have the Facebook. Repost that we want to know the questions. And
right.
I think this is going to be my last broadcast to either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. So I just haven't picked what day I'm going to actually do it yet. It just depends on the activities and whatnot. You know what I mean? What time the street jam's over, because it starts at like 8 o'clock at night, and so I'm trying to figure out the best way to actually broadcast it. So we'll see about that. So just keep the questions coming, and I'm going to try and get as many as I can in there to as many people as I can, and hopefully I'll walk away with some. Oh, real quick, before I just check my emails, Chris Stack is going to be coming on the show. Michael from One Life to Live, I just have to set a date, so know that he's coming on. And when I come back from Super Soap Weekend, Constance Towers from General Hospital will be here on the 18th.
Yes, Helena Castaneda herself.
And then Ron Moss and his wife, Devin DeVasquez, will be here on, I believe it's the 19th.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Ron Moss is on Bold and the Beautiful, Rich from Bold and the Beautiful.
Yes, yes. All right, guys. Well, I want to say thanks again for calling in. And, Brandon, I know I'll hear from you with my
Absolutely.
Book. And, Tony,
absolutely.
I'll talk to you again before I go. Guys, keep the questions coming, and I will talk to you all later. Make sure you sign up for the email alerts. Check them, because that's the way you're going to know what day I'm going to be broadcasting from Super Soap. And if not, then I will talk to you all when I get back on the 18th with Constance Towers, and then I'll plan my recap show. So till then, have a good night, and I'll talk to you later. Bye from Stardish.
Stay loud. Take Joanne. Stay tough.
Hey, I'm Eden Regal on Stardish. Thank you so much for listening.